Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch, stand fast, be the man, be strong, and do it in love. Pretty simple instructions, but what does the charge require? Watch. The Apostle Paul, when writing to the brethren of Thessalonica, said, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, when you are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall in no wise escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief, for ye are all sons of light, and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as do the rest, but let us watch and be sober." 1 Thessalonians 5:2-6. Do not let the day of the Lord overtake you as a thief. Stand fast. A man says, "I'm ready and standing fast." Are you? Here is how the Apostle Paul defined standing fast, saying, "Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and, having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, withal taking up the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Ephesians 6:13-17. Are you properly fitted? Quit you like men. There are a number of scriptures that deal with the concept set forth by the Apostle Paul. However, there are two I'd like for you to consider in the light of battle. Joab, when Israel was doing battle with the Syrians, said, "Be of good courage, and let us play the man for our people and for the cities of our God." 2 Samuel 10:12. And Nehemiah's exhortation to the people of Judah when threatened by Sanballat and Tobiah, saying, "Be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses." Nehemiah 4:14. In cases of war, the warriors understand their purpose and that for which they fight, even if those who benefit do not. It is courage that allows them to do so. Be strong. The Apostle John said to the young men, "I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the evil one." 1 John 2:14. These young men were strong in Christ spiritually through the will of God, so as to be able to overcome the evil one. Could the same be said of you? Let all that you do be done in love. The characteristics of love being well defined in 1 Corinthians 13 for your individual reading and encouragement. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, "As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. He that overcometh, I will give to him that sat down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." Revelation 3:19-22.